Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Minnesota Timberwolves have been hot, and they lost a tough game last night to Dallas. And I said, you know what, that's kind of a good, to see the way they lost, I didn't think it was all bad, because they're mad. They're mad at the officials. They're mad at this and that. They got a rain delay. They're playing a good team. And they had to hang in there and play. And even though it didn't go their way, I would think that that would be a good prep for playoff basketball. But what do I know about it? I've never played at the NBA. I've never played at the highest level. So that's just conjecture by me. Let's bring somebody in that's played for a long time in the NBA, Trent Tucker, because he has lived there. Trent, good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm down here in Fort Myers. It's nice and warm, and, you know, everybody's
know,
in a good mood for now.
You're down in the good weather.
In the good weather. You got it, man. You know, I got to tell you, so last night the Timberwolves played this game, and it's close, and it's contentious and all those things. Isn't that, to an extent, a good sign that they're playing these? They're not going to win them all, but you got to go head-to-head with the top teams, and you got to believe you're going to win in the fourth quarter. Am I overstating that and saying that's a good sign for this team going forward, or is that just somebody trying to find a silver lining in another loss?
It's a good sign. I mean, because these are the type of games, you know, that you want to be in, especially at the end of the season, when you're jockeying for playoff position. And the good thing for the Wolves going forward, you know, they're trying to catch Dallas or Denver, and they have to play these teams head-to-head, you know, so they don't have to rely on somebody else to control their situation. They can do that because those teams now are in front of them. And they have a big game tomorrow night against the Phoenix Suns. Denver still has to continue to win to stay ahead of the Wolves, but as a player at this stage, Mike, this is the place that you would love to be in at this time of the year.
So Phoenix comes in here tomorrow, and then Devin Booker and Chris Paul, they're in the NBA Finals last year. They went on such a streak this year, they put everybody in their rearview mirror. But what makes them so good? I know they got guard play, but above and beyond that, tell me systematically why they're so difficult to play against.
They play well as a team. You know, their role players understand where they're going to get their shots from. So now they know how to function within inside of the offense. But also they're very good defensively. You know, DeAndre Ayton is a guy that controls the paint for them. They take away penetration. They help him recover. You know, Monty Williams has been playing very good basketball on both ends of the floor.
And do you believe they're an NBA championship team? Where do you put them? Or did they just get hot at one point in time and they're kind of in the mix with Golden State and Memphis and the top teams in the West?
If they're healthy with Chris Paul, you know, they can win the championship. I thought last year was kind of a fluke because Anthony Davis got hurt in the first round against their matchup against the Lakers.
Yep.
And when he went down with an injury, he and LeBron James, you know, the Lakers had a 2-1 lead in that best of seven matchup in the first round. And then when one of those two players went down with an injury, that allowed Phoenix to get themselves together and then make it run all the way to the NBA Finals. I didn't see them coming back this year, playing as well as they have played so far throughout the season, and having the number one overall seed in the Western Conference, but he proved me wrong. They are a very, very good basketball team.
When, you know, LeBron showed some life last night, but it was painful to watch when they came to the Target Center a couple of weeks ago, because Russell Westbrook isn't Russell Westbrook, even though he's wearing the same jersey. LeBron really wasn't LeBron. He's missing free throws. He can't get his legs under him for his three-point shot. Carmelo Anthony is okay, but, you know, you have expectations for these guys. Now, Anthony Davis coming back means what to this team? Are they simply too old to compete anymore, or would they scare the heck out of you in the playoffs if Davis is back?
Well, yeah, they're scary. Anytime you have to face LeBron James in a playoff type situation, he's scary, because the schedule slows down at playoff time for older players, and you have multiple days in between games, and you don't have back to back, and the travel situation doesn't come into play. And if you give LeBron James 2 or 3 or 4 days to recover between games, we all know that he's capable of putting up, you know, big numbers in any single game. So that's why I'm hoping that the Wolves can get to that sixth or fifth spot, so they don't have to be in the position where they have to do a play-in game and maybe have to face LeBron James in a one-game type situation.
Well, when I saw the Lakers, I was disappointed for the Lakers, so to speak. Should I have been? I mean, are they on their last gasp here with this group, or is there something there? Was it just an off night?
No, they're on their last legs for sure. You know, LeBron James is not going to be able to do that too much longer. Anthony Davis cannot seem to stay healthy for an entire season. And you really don't know, you know, if Russell Westbrook can somehow fix his inconsistency play going forward. And he has been very inconsistent with this team this year. As of late, over the last two games, he has shown some consistency on the offensive end, and that has been a good thing for the Lakers. But I just don't know if they go into next year or 2 years from now if they can count on Russell Westbrook to play consistent basketball.
Trent Tucker, Carl Anthony Towns, this is his team now, and it happened about the All-Star break, maybe coincided with him winning the three-point contest and some other things, but it seems to me more than anything, he made a decision that this is his team, and it's going to run through him, and in the fourth quarter, they better get the ball to him, and he's going to do, you know, he's going to go to the basket hard, or he'll shoot the three if they give you that opportunity, but it seems to me that this is as much a mental and emotional decision that he's made this year as it is inserting himself physically, and he's decided he wants ownership of the team. Do you see that? Did something click in him? How does that play to you when I say that?
You know, he's playing with a lot of confidence at this stage, and coming into this season, I felt like that he had to become the best player on this team. You know, demand the basketball in the fourth quarter, force the defense to make a decision. And also, you know, he's a good free throw shooter. You can count on him going to the free throw line to make free throws in critical moments. But also, his passing has become better. He understands now where the double teams and the triple teams may come from. He can identify on how to pick out open players for good shots. So Carl Anthony Towns with the ball in his hands in the fourth quarter is a very good thing for the Wolves.
And Anthony Edwards is what, a good plan B? I think his confidence got shaken a little bit this year because, you know, in the last couple of seasons, there's been times when he can't just explode to the basket because, the NBA is just so good. And I think it's been right in his face. It's reminded him the last couple of years that this isn't AAU anymore. You know, this isn't the SEC. You know what I'm saying? And do you think he's in the midst of adjusting to that?
Yeah, all young players have to make adjustments, because when you come in and you show great flashes of high-level talent, you know, teams are going to make adjustments to you. You know, they're going to design certain things defensively to take away some of the good things you like to do on the offensive end. So year 3, 4, and 5, he will begin to make those adjustments so you can see that consistent play on a nightly basis.
All right, final question, Trent Tucker. Sweet 16, we're down to, do you see a clear-cut favorite here in the NCAA tournament?
I don't. I really, really don't. I mean, coming into this NCAA tournament a week ago, you know, I didn't see one team that you could say, hey, that team right there, you know, is going to go all the way and win the national championship. It's a toss-up. And we've seen what St. Peter was able to do to a team like Kentucky and then come back and win, you know, their second round game as well. If I had to pick one team right now, I would have to pick Gonzaga based on what they were able to do against Memphis the other night by being down at 12 in the second half. In the first half, they had no answers to contain the speed of Penny Hardaway's team. But somehow, some way, they found their mental toughness in the second half and got themselves to a Sweet 16.
Appreciate you, sir. Always good to visit with you. I'll run into you at the health club sometime soon.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good time down in Florida, buddy.
You bet. Trent Tucker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.